السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على آله وصحبه وله. So how many of you have heard about istikhara? Do you know what istikhara means? Raise your hand if you know the answer. Istikhara. You have a sister? Yes. Yes, you.
Istikhara is basically when you put all your tawakkul in Allah and you do it in a prayer, kind of. So you just make dua.
Yes, excellent. But when do you do it? When do you do istikhara?
After Sufiya Sayyidah.
No. When do you
like,
need to do it?
Not what time, but when can you do it?
Why do you do it?
Why do you need istikhara? Okay, thank you. Last, someone else? Yes?
When you need guidance from Allah.
Exactly, ahsant. Like when you need guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you plan to join a school, or you're planning to travel, or to buy a laptop, or an iPhone, something. You want to do something, but you don't know what to do and which, you know, or which way to go. Then this is the time you pray to istikhara, for istikhara to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I gave a khutbah many weeks ago, but I will remind you of what I said basically. Before Islam, and even till this day, a lot of people do certain things to make a decision or to choose something. So before Islam, for example, they will bring a bird and they will throw it up in the air. If it goes to the right, then I'm going to go ahead and do it. If it goes to the left, it's a bad omen. I'm going to do something else, right? Throw up in the air, right, good, left, bad. But what if it went straight up? They didn't say in the stories. We don't know. Other things... Sorry?
So if it went up and then... It went up and then it went a little bit back, and then it fell on the tree.
Eventually it has to go, you know, right or left. It can't go all the way to the moon, you know? So this is one way. Another way, in the story of Suraqa, when the Prophet ﷺ was doing hijrah from Mecca to Medina, exactly, they would basically bring three pieces of wood, and they would write, do it, on the second one, don't do it, the third one is blank. So, and they would pick one. So if it says do it, this is what Suraqa did basically. If it says do it, he would go behind the Prophet ﷺ, and if it said don't do it, he would stop. Every single time when he picked the thing, they call it Azlam in Arabic, it says, don't do it. He said, okay, no, I have to do it again. He tried several times, and every single time it says, don't do it, don't go behind him. He said, you know what, my guides don't know anything. And he decided to go behind the Prophet ﷺ regardless, and maybe you know the rest of the story. It's a long story. So this is another way. A third way, this is something that actually people do till this day, by looking at the stars. They call it the zodiac signs. If you are born in a certain month, right? So say for example, my zodiac sign is Cancer, because I'm born in July. So I get the paper and it says, for example, something will happen, and I go for it. If it is something positive, I do it. If it's something negative, I don't do it, right? Till this day, people do it all the time. Especially back home, they buy the paper, al-ahram fil-akhir, you know, and they take a look. But again, what they do, because no one knows al-ghayb, the unseen, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one knows what will happen tomorrow, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the weather forecast, they make mistakes all the time. Like they tell you it's gonna rain in the afternoon, no rain. They say it's sunny tomorrow, and the birds are singing, the sun is shining. You go out, the flood of Nuh, right? They are not accurate all the time. Sometimes they are, but sometimes they're not. But what they do basically, they rely on the signs of Allah. You know, the speed of the wind, and there are certain natural signs they take into consideration when they give you the news. But basically, in zodiac signs, they give you some general terms which are true for everyone. So say for example, you are born in August. You get the paper and it tells you people who are born in this month, They expect a big amount at the end of the month. This is your salary. Or if they say, next week, you would be paying lots of money, and this happens to be the first week of the month, turns out you have to pay your rent, your bills, certain things. A disaster will happen next week, and it turns out that your family wants to go on vacation, you have to pay lots of money, right? So they speak about general terms, and everyone can apply this statement to your life, and it you feel like it is true, but they speak in general terms. So they are not actually accurate, and we don't believe in this stuff from an Islamic perspective. Another way, people do the flower thing. You ever tried it before? Some people do it before they get married. You know, she loves me, she doesn't love me, all that stuff. This is not acceptable Islamically. Why? Because the flower doesn't know. You make dua to Allah, right? Some people do it in another way. Can someone give me a Mus'haf? Quran? The Arabic one. Thank you. It's a Turkish Quran, but we'll use it.
Turkish!
Okay, so what happens, I've seen a lot of people do this. They open the Quran at a random page, and if it says something positive, you go ahead and do it. Like if it talks about Jannah, okay, I'm gonna go buy this house, or I'm gonna go to this school, or I'm gonna marry this girl, right? But if it says something negative, like if it talks about Jahannam, you gotta run fast. I'm not going to this school, I'm not buying this house, I'm not marrying this man, right? Because if it talks about something... No, if it's a sister doing it, not me. So, if it is positive, they do it. If it is negative, they don't do it. Some people, especially back home in our countries, they go to a certain guy who claims to be like a scholar with superpowers and direct connections, right? Munajimeen wal kadhabin, right? Fortune tellers and stuff. They take a look at your hand and they see, mashallah, we see here in Arabic you got 18. On the other side you see 81 in Arabic. You subtract the 18 from the 81, this is 63. This is the how old the Prophet ﷺ was when he passed away. MashaAllah, you're a good man, we're a good sister, right? But the problem is, this is true for every single one on the planet. There's nothing unique about you, right? Just take a look at your hands, most likely you will see the same thing. 18 in Arabic and 81 on the other hand. Something else?
I have 111.
Okay, 911.
Okay.
But anyway, people decide. Listen up. You got 112. Okay, mashallah. But anyway, people have different ways of deciding what to do in the future, and. We know in Islam there is one way to recite. And this is called istikhara, as the sister said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for you. So in this case, you pray two rak'ah, sunnah, and after the salah, you say the dua, either before salam or after salam, it doesn't matter. You say, Ya Allah, you know everything, and I don't know. You have all powers, and I'm powerless, so please guide me to choose this thing if it is good for me. If I'm gonna go to this school, or marry this person, or buy this house or car. Or, Ya Allah, if you think this thing is bad for me, keep me away from it, and keep it away from me, and give me what is best for me. If you don't remember the whole thing, just say, Ya Allah, guide me to choose the right thing. Right? As simple as that. Why? Because sometimes we think something is good for us, and it turns out to be very bad for us. Sometimes we think something is good for us or actually bad for us, and it turns out to be something good. So say for example, the example I gave last week. If you miss the plane or you miss your bus, because you're traveling, you're going to Ottawa or somewhere else, when you miss the bus or the train, you think this is the end of the world for you.
Yeah.
This is very bad. It turns out in the morning, when you read the paper, the plane crashed.
It was
or the bus, something terrible happened to the bus and everyone on board died. You never know. Sometimes things seem bad, but they turn out to be good. And vice versa. Things look good, but they turn out to be bad. Sometimes you're desperate to buy a phone or a computer, and it turns out to be a disaster for you. Like it's super slow, it explodes, right? Or some people I know, they're desperate to marry someone. They're desperate to marry someone because they think they love you love them so much, and this person is very good. And when they marry them, it turns out that this is the worst person in the world. You never know. So you always need to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, to make things easy for you, and to guide you to what is best for you in this dunya and in akhirah. And we'll answer your questions next time, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and your families and give us the best in both lives. Ameen, ameen. Salaam alaikum. Questions?